What's up, everybody? Oh, man, I got to tell you, I was having a really rough month, but now I feel a lot better. Prayers work. I'm convinced. And I just want to say thank you, everybody that prayed for my family. It looks like we're getting through this part of the storm. So I thank everybody who sent out the prayers. Thank you very much. I've gotten through the first part of this nightmare, and I'm feeling so much better. My dad's feeling better. Folks, I also want to put prayers out for Harbor, my moderator, that she has a fast recovery and she gets well soon. Please give her some prayers. Prayer warriors, Black Sheep family, I appreciate you. Let's see if I can get centered again and get in better spirits, folks. Yes. All right. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977. D-Rod1977. Folks, things are heating up, as you can tell. It's a big shit show. I gotta say, I don't know. We've been talking about this for quite a while on my channel, just saying where we're going now. I'm already there. I'm already at the finish line. I already know where this is going, and I'm sure my audience does too. We're all prepared for it. Folks, you got to really prepare for what's coming. Even Greg Abbott put out an emergency warning for Texas. Like, hey, get your supplies. Get ready. When you have a governor doing that, especially in Texas, it's go time, okay? It's go time. But nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. We're going to get through it. We are going to get through this. I promise you that. I know for a fact that we are. Folks, when the lights go out on Amazon, leave an honest review, as you always do. I read this to my mom, the Mexican mix. I read the reviews to her, so please leave a nice review. I just get the, you know, I haven't really seen a bad one, but I'm sure there's some shitheads out there, but whatever. My mom's 85. My dad's 89. I'm taking care of him. It's tough. Oh, folks, get your three harmful foods. That's why I'm losing weight. A lot of you are wondering, oh, he's looking sick. He's looking a little too skinny. Folks, I'm still 265. I'm just trimming up. I've also been doing some fasting, but I'm staying away from these three harmful foods. We live in the most advanced era in human history. There have never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? Well, according to the U.S. board-certified physician and expert nutritionist, Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods all over the country. And I know what they are, and I'm surprised. I'm staying the hell away from them. You better find out what these are as well, too. I can't say it. And wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries. Yes, they are. And I cannot believe they're here. It blows my mind. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on your health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy, folks. You need to find out what these three health foods are. Thank you, Cindy Shipley. And go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Nino, threeharmfulfoods.com/Nino, and get started. Hit the link below, folks. Hit the link below. Yeah. Remember this? My new little gig. Bing. All right. That's set to 30 minutes. All right, folks. Telegram Nino's Corner. Rumble Nino's Corner. I'm going to skip through some of them because I know it's long. You guys sit there for a long time. God, he just goes through these ads and he takes too long to get started. So Telegram Nino's Corner, Rumble Nino's Corner, X Nino Boxer on X, PatriotWear.com, Bing right there. Get yourself some shirts. Oh, I've got a great one. I got a great shirt coming. Someone gave me the idea, and I forgot it's on Venmo, and I got to go back and find out her name. Trump Not War 24. That's a shirt that's coming on Nino's Corner. I mean, on Patriot Wear. On Patriot Wear. Trump Not War 24, baby. And I thought of something else. And a lot of you are going to get mad at this. And I know you're going to get mad at this. But I think, isn't it a no-brainer? Is if, I don't know, if TikTok started like campaigning for him, save TikTok, vote Trump. Just an idea. Just and all, oh, no, the Chinese. The Chinese government. Communist China. No, no, no. Wait a second. Imagine 170 plus million youth getting behind Trump. Wow. How big would that be, folks? I'm just saying. It's an idea I'm throwing out there. I came up with it first. All right. So X is Nino Boxer, patriotwear.com. Ninoscorner.tv is huge. It's on fire. Scott Bennett, the general. Whew, that was fire. A lot of people were upset about it. I have a different outlook on it. I think it was very, you know, I allow everyone on the platform, folks. You got to hear from everybody. Everyone has their two cents. But Scott Bennett was fire. And he answered all the questions. It was a hell of a general's tent. The next general in the general's tent is Sheila Holm. She's the next general on May 30th at 5 p.m. Sheila Holm. And I just did an interview with her, just finished it, and it is fire, fire. So Sheila Holm, Cabal's last plays are happening now, and that's going to be up right after this video. I'm going to go put it up. It's going to be up on Nino's Corner. .tv. There you go. Bing. Nino's Corner.tv. I got the ghost coming on. I got, you guys remember the movie Machine Gun Preacher? He's coming on today. I got Machine Gun Preacher Sam Childers. I also did an interview with Paul Begley and Troy Anderson, Revelation 911, Revelation 911. That's going to be up on YouTube. I'm putting that on FluffTube. I got Juan O'Savin coming on, the ghost. Packed, star-studded lineup, folks. And you might want to turn it down or turn it up, folks. Yeah. Here we go. Put your hands together. All right, folks. Here we go. Coming at you live for the apocalypse, baby. Yeah. Revelations is here. We're living in it. And I think Paul Begley, remember him? You guys remember, are you serious? Are you serious? That's Paul. That's Paul. See, I can't even do that. Are you serious? You guys remember him? Give me a thumbs up if you know who. Are you serious? He was on my show. I had him on. And then guess what? I had him on. We're talking. We're having a hell of an interview. And then my feed cuts out. So I had to finish. I lost space on my computer because I didn't delete downloads. So the interview got cut short, but we're going to do a part two. So I'm going to put that up on FluffTube for you guys. Folks, the contest is going. First place is 1,500. Second place is 1,000. Third place, 500. Ninoscontests@gmail.com. That's where you email your screenshots. Do it every day. We'll see who's most active. First place, 1,500. I know a lot of you could use 1,500. 1,000, second place. A lot of you could use $1,000. And third place, 500. Okay, folks, let's get started. Well, final cards are being played, aren't they? We see the world heating up, and as Sheila Holm has it, boy, man, she brings a wealth of knowledge to the platform. I'm so glad that I interviewed her yesterday. She put a lot of things straight for me. You know, as Juanito's always said, the summer of discontent is here. A lot of protests are going to begin, and they're already starting, and they're erupting in chaos. Police are in riot gear, folks. Riot gear on college campuses. So what you need to expect is get ready for more protests to pick up. Get ready for them to get violent. They're going to escalate. I'm promising you this. As the world heats up, as the wars heat up abroad, it's going to heat up here in America. It's exact reaction for the action that's happening in what am I trying to say here? An opposing reaction for the action that's happening across the seas, which is Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan's going to pop off any day. As all this happens, all the division in America is going to erupt. There's going to be a lot of chaos. Stay calm. Stay calm. Relax. We all know this was coming. We all knew this was coming. We all knew this was on its way. So as more protests get violent and as war escalates in the Middle East and Eastern Europe, immigrants will be activated, folks. The immigrants will be activated. Stay calm. You got to stay calm. If you're prepping, you're ahead of the ball. You're ahead of the ball. In fact, there's a link down below, My Patriot Supply. Go down there and get buckets of food. That's what I got. I got buckets of food at my house. I'm ordering some more. Thank you, Laura Lee Klober. All right. And where do you think the funding of all this is coming from, folks? Where is the funding of all this coming from? You guessed it. You and me. We're funding this. So as we approach this end game scenario, and I'm going to tell you this right now, there's going to be a series of events that take place leading up to October, November, and then the big shabam is what I think. Now, that's just an opinion, folks. That's my opinion. But I think I've had discussions on this. As these events take place, a lot of panic, a lot more protests, a lot of violent crime. There's going to be violent crime here in America, a lot of it. As it takes place, there's going to be right in the middle of the confusion and disarray when everyone doesn't know what the hell's going on. I think there's going to be a halt, if you know what I'm saying, some kind of pause. And that pause is going to come with probably a little bit of a scare. And maybe that scare could lead, I don't know, maybe to lockdowns. Could maybe everyone needs to stay inside. This type of stuff, folks, I'm not making shit up. This is what I'm gathering, okay? And you have Greg Abbott now. Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, warning, giving an emergency warning on his ex. Emergency supplies are now tax-free this weekend in Texas. This weekend. So this has got to be coming pretty soon. Having emergency supplies ready is a critical part of being prepared for any disaster. What disaster? What are you anticipating, Greg? Why can't you just, you know, obviously he can't cause premature panic and chaos, but you got to read this, folks. Texans are encouraged to stock up on supplies to protect themselves and their loved ones in case of an emergency. So use your brain. What do you think you need? I've got myself a generator. I've got buckets of food. You know, I got rice and beans. I've got some steaks in the freezer. But hey, if the electricity goes out, I guess that's out the window. Maybe have some extra gallons of drums of gas. I don't know. Norman Smith. Thank you. I do my best, folks. This has been an off month for me. As long as you could, I mean, many of you could tell. I know a lot of you probably saw my energy was way off this month. I was dealing with some heavy, heavy shit with my parents, and I didn't know if I was going to get out of it. And right now, I see some light at the end of the tunnel, and the prayers are working. All of you that are praying, thank you so much. I just don't know what to say, except you guys are like family to me. All of you that come on here, I may not see you. You all look at me, but I may not be able to see you. But just the fact that you're here means a lot to me, and I love every and each and one of you. And I know you're pray warriors, and I know I got my trolls, and I know a lot of you have stuck up for me on my ex posts, and a lot of you have gone to bat for me, and I appreciate it. And I love every single one of you. Thank you so much. You're all very important to me. Hey, yo. All right. So King Charles funeral plans. Can you believe this? So I remember I had who was it? Ed. I forgot the guest. Anyway, he was convinced that King Charles was the Antichrist. And I was like, I don't think so. And guess what? I think I'm right. King Charles' funeral plans reportedly being updated regularly after cancer diagnosis. He's in really bad shape. He's very unwell, according to the New York Post. So King Charles is in really bad shape, folks. So, but is it going to be Prince William? Now, I've heard Juanito say that's who he thinks it is. I don't know. Is it, could it be Elon? I don't know. I think the Antichrist is here. And we talked about that on Revelation 911 with Paul. And I don't know. I just feel like we're on the clock. If you would have told me this 10 years ago that I'd be on the internet talking about this stuff, I would have said, you're crazy. What are you talking about? I don't even like to go on YouTube. I don't even watch YouTube. What are you talking about? And look what I'm doing today. That's crazy. Sheila, thank you. Just in, ByteDance says it has no plan to sell TikTok. Folks, man, I'm telling you, if Mr. T doesn't get on this, I think it's a big mistake. That's just my champ. Champ, you were called to do what you're doing, and we all appreciate what you do. Don't ever think that you're not greatly appreciated. I appreciate all of you. You all know the hits I've been taking online, social media, fat personally. I mean, man, when it rains, it pours. I've been taking it to the balls, to the chin and the balls. Boy, it's been tough, but I'm getting through it, folks. I'm fighting through. What do they say? When you're going through hell, you keep going. You just keep going. So TikTok is not planning to sell. I think they're going to wait this out and see if Mr. T gets back in. That's what I think they're going to do. Russia to strike Poland, ? Well, it looks like it. Russia threatens to strike Poland. Kremlin says NATO nukes deployed in the country will be a primary target as Belarus leader warns of apocalypse. What? So Russia will make NATO nuclear weapons in Poland. So Russia will make NATO nuclear weapons in Poland, one of its primary targets, if they are deployed there. I'm hearing right now they're currently being deployed. It's actually happening. Russia Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rakovarya declared today in the latest escalation of tensions between Moscow and Europe. This is getting serious, and there's no signs of slowing down. But I'll tell you where this is headed. To a scare, isn't it? It's headed to a scare. The comments came after Polish President Andrzej Duda on Monday said his nation will be ready to host Western nukes given Russia's decision to station intercontinental ballistic missiles in neighboring Belarus late last year. Our patience is not limitless, Rogovuk said. If Poland takes a path of further escalation, these verbal games with nuclear weapons, then it means there will be further round of tension. This game is very dangerous, and the consequences may be unpredictable. Then you got Kim Jong-un from North Korea saying, prepare for war like never before. All countries are preparing for war. And in America, it's bread and circus as usual. That's what's happening here. So our patience is not limitless, he says. Kremlin Press Secretary Dmitry Peskov also responded to Duda's declaration, stating that Russia Defense Ministry will analyze the situation and take all the necessary retaliation steps to guarantee our safety. Amid the rising tensions, Russia ally Belarus moved combat-ready troops closer to the border with Poland on Thursday with a readiness of 3 hours, according to President Lukashenko, who warned exchanging blows could lead to apocalypse. Wow, they're real positive about this, aren't they? And as all of this is happening, you see what's happening here in America, right? We all see it. The protests are erupting. Chaos is erupting. We are living in unprecedented times, folks. This is unbelievable what's happening. This is history being made right now. So also breaking, Russia is preparing to seize U.S. assets. Developing, Russia now has the right to confiscate all Western assets in Russia. worth more than $288 billion, Russian parliament speaker says. This is getting serious. Law enforcement officers in riot gear as chaotic scenes erupt on dozens of U.S. college campuses as pro-Palestine protests intensify. Now, who brought all these people here, folks? You know who. Yep. Mr. O. Man, he had, what, 8 years of just fucking up the country. Currently happening across the United States, hundreds of law enforcement officers are in riot gear dealing with chaotic scenes across numerous universities like Columbia, Harvard, USC, the University of Texas at Austin, and many others. As hundreds to thousands of pro-Palestine protesters and other activists, I'm sure there's a lot of people that were inserted there, have gathered in large numbers. This has resulted in chaotic scenes breaking out everywhere, with mass arrests taking place and objects being thrown as they demand numerous requests to stop the war in Gaza. Folks, this is going to keep escalating, and especially in the summer. Remember the summer of 2020? I got a feeling this is going to be 2.0. This is going to be off the chain. This is it, folks. 2024, this is the final battle. We are here. This is it right now. We are finally here. Good news is, there's good news and bad news. Good news. We'll know. I think the dust will be about settled around this time. Around this time next year, we'll know what's going on. The bad news is, if we're in the same situation, we'll know what's going on. There's no place to go. I hear a lot of you are leaving. A lot of you are going to take off. A lot of you are getting ready to go to South America. A lot of you are going to go here. A lot of you are going to go there. Folks, this is it. There's no other place to go. America is the last beacon of freedom. This is it. America falls. It all goes. So I'm going to beg. I'm going to ask you, instead of running, instead of leaving, instead of running and hiding, stay and fight for this country. It's a great country. Stay and fight. Start at a grassroots level. Do something locally. Make a difference locally. Help your neighbor. Help each other. That's the only answer to this. Running away and just trying to live a better life. Yeah, just for a little while. What is that scene in Braveheart? You may live for a while. But then as years pass, as you're laying in your bed, you give it all for this moment in time. Now, I'm not verbatim, but I'm just saying we have a chance right now. All of us have a chance. It's up to us to turn this around. It has to start locally. There's nothing too small you can do. There's nothing. I'm doing my part. I'm getting on here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to do my part. You all can do your part as well, no matter what it is. We all can do something, folks. I'm telling you, we all can do something. We all can turn this around. It's up to humanity. It's up to each of us. Arrests at universities pile up as pro-Palestine protests spread. So Cambridge student 28, a Cambridge student who's 28 years old, tortured to death after he was mistaken for a spy, had leg, arms, and 7 ribs, and every finger broken. Severe burns and was slashed all over his body with razors by Egyptian security officers. What? Giulio Ragini, 28, died after his neck was twisted or struck during an attack. He was allegedly taken by Egyptian security agents and tortured for 4 days. Sounds like what they do in Mexico. Ragini was undertaking a research project in Egypt in 2018 before he was killed. A Cambridge student who was tortured to death after being mistaken for a foreign spy in Cairo in 2016 had his bones broken and was slashed across his body with a razor by 4 Egyptian security officers, a court has heard. Wow. Giulio Ragini, 28, was beaten with sticks and suffered severe burns. the prosecution's medical consultant told during the trial against the Egyptian intelligence officers in Rome on Wednesday. It was revealed the Italian student showed major signs of extreme torture, including cuts and bruises from severe beatings and more than 24 bone fractures, among them 7 broken ribs, all fingers and toes, as well as legs, arms, and shoulder blades. Man, you got to have a lot of hatred to do something like that. And had multiple stab wounds. His body also had multiple stab wounds. And the soles of his feet, slices on the soles of his feet. Oh, poor guy, man. Cigarette burns. That's probably the least of his worries. So they really went to town on this guy. And what do you think's coming here through the border, folks? People with this mentality. I'm telling you that right now. The same type of people, this type of mentality, they're coming here like wolves among sheep. I'm telling you, and the sheep are the Americans. Now, you may say, well, Americans are armed. We're ready. No. You don't have the mindset that these people do. It's not the same. Believe me when I tell you this. This is going to be a party for these guys. Now, there's going to be some patriots here and there that are going to be protecting their homes with guns and ammo, and I get it. And God bless them. But for the most part, there's a lot of single mothers out there. There's a lot of people living in apartments. They're going to be in fear for their lives. Just saying. This has been a little bit of a crazy month for me, but I'm back. And please share and like this video if you can. I got to get the numbers back up. It's been a bit. Whenever I take a little time off, which I didn't mean to, believe me, I didn't mean to take time off, but for about 2 weeks of just hell, just bam, 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 taking it in the face, it was tough for me. It was really tough, but I'm coming through, and the prayers are working, so that's what's helping me. Tensions rise at college protests. Johnson calls for Columbia's president to resign. What did I tell you? What did I tell you about Johnson, huh? I told you. Johnson. Pro-Palestine protests are taking place at major American universities, prompting some officials to take extraordinary steps to confront the growing crisis. At Columbia University, House Speaker Mike Johnson. This guy just doesn't feel right to me. Like, I feel like he's going to make some kind of move. I'm pretty sure behind the scenes they're like, don't worry. We're going to get Mr. T out of the picture. We're going to insert you pretty soon. I have a feeling that the evil people, don't worry. We have plans. Mr. T will go away. He's going to go away to disappear forever. And we will elevate you. He's doing everything they're asking. He's doing everything they're asking. Earlier Wednesday, the university had said it had extended negotiations with student activists over the dismantling of the pro-Palestinian encampment. The university said Wednesday it will extend its hybrid model through final exams. In Texas, state troopers in riot gear began breaking up a group of protesters at the University of Texas at Austin after a demonstration Wednesday. So, boy, this is going to just keep picking up. This is just going to keep escalating, folks. And as Mike Johnson, the speaker, talked to Columbia University, Mike, you suck. That's all he could hear. Bunch of boos and chants. Mike, you suck. So House Speaker Mike Johnson trekked to Columbia University, New York City campus on Wednesday and was immediately greeted with a chorus of boos. The crowd loudly heckled and booed Johnson as he approached the podium and launched into his speech, railing against the crowd. Jeez. And I don't like to say this word, but anti, you know what? That's the big word now. Anti-da-da-da. Anti who gnashed their teeth and demand to wipe the state of Israel off the map and attack our innocent, you know what, students. moments after making the declaration, a loud chant broke out of "We can't hear you," to which Johnson responded, "Enjoy your free speech." Oh, enjoy. Enjoy your free speech. Folks, you can't tell that this has all been highly engineered. This is like all they're doing. They've created this through the last few decades, right? And all they're doing is throwing gasoline on the fire. That's all they're doing. That's all they need to do. Add gasoline. That's it. How do you add gasoline? Give your support to you-know-who in the Middle East. Over screams from the crowd, Johnson, and as they give their support to you-know-who in the Middle East, remember, who gave Iran billions and billions and billions of dollars? Mr. O and B. Over the screams of the crown, Johnson pushed forward to rail against pro-Palestine protesters. Things have gotten so out of control that the school has canceled in-person classes. And now they've come up with this hybrid model where they will discriminate against, you know, who those students. I don't know why I do that, but... They are not allowed to come to class anymore for the fear of their lives. So once again, they're victims. And it's detestable as Colombia has allowed these lawless agitators and radicals to take over. At the end of his speech, Johnson vowed to call Joe Biden and share with him what he has seen with his own two eyes and demand that he take action there. Look, folks, we all know now, we understand that, we all get it, that all our politicians, they're compromised, right? We know that. Now it's going to come down to the community level. This is where it's going. We're going to see if our police and our sheriffs are the same. Remember, all the police went up to Washington, D.C. to be briefed by the FBI. Why do they need to be briefed by the FBI? Why do they need to be in lockstep with the FBI? I'm just, you know, the sheriff should be, if something happens, they're the last line of defense in your town, in your community. I think they should deputize some citizens. But no. They all got taken to Washington, D.C. to be briefed. We're going to separate the men from the boys right here, folks. This is coming. This is absolutely coming. And you can bank on that. Meadows, Giuliani, and other former Trump aides indicted in Arizona 2020. You know what? Probe. So you can't question it. You'll go to jail. So an Arizona grand jury on Wednesday indicted former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, and five other former aides to former President Mr. T as felony charges related to alleged efforts to overturn the results of the you-know-what. Hey, folks, what do you know? It's the mid-roll time, folks. It turns out the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not in carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. No, the end game of having a healthy weight as well as more energy and a long, healthy life come down to a specific switch you can flip onto your body and flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling this caloric bypass. And by activating the specific process in your body, he has seen thousands, yes, thousands, folks, of people dramatically improving their health, even at age 50 and beyond. This includes losing weight, getting tons more energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth once they simply address this one key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives, meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds, folks, himself, using his research, and has kept the weight off for 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone, his health is fantastic, and he feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. I'm in my 40s. His video has been watched over 20 million people to date, and you can watch and learn more about it. TheHealthyFat.com/Nino, folks. HealthyFat.com/Nino. It's linked at the bottom of this video. and he'll teach you exactly how he kept his weight off for free. All right, folks, hit it. Hit it. Learn to lose some weight like Nino. I'm losing all kinds. I'm losing too much weight, I think. War is always the result of political failure. You know, I was in Amsterdam, right? And I think, where did I go? I also went to Prague back in the day. I went to Prague, and there was a symbol of an eight on a building on Prague. When I was walking through the beautiful architecture, and I remember I was walking, I stopped and looked at this figure eight. And on the figure eight, you know, it means infinity, right? On the figure eight, it had a tank on one side, and on the other, a tank. And then on the other side, it had a bulldozer. So it was like war and like rebuilding, war and rebuilding, war and rebuilding, war and rebuilding. And I thought to myself, that's pretty much the gist of it, isn't it? I mean, it's constant. And now we're like in this season of war. And if you look at all the eclipses, all the blood moons, everything that's happened just in this last, man, just these last few years, it's almost like the elites know it's time for war. And that's what they're doing here. That's what this is all about. It's the season of war. And that's why they don't feel guilty about it. They feel like they have the right to direct humanity and steer the herd. That's what they really feel, folks. Who is our commander in chief, David? You all know who I think it is. You all know it's Mr. T. I pity the fool. So the charges mark the end of the Arizona Attorney General Chris May's year-long investigation into the Mr. T's campaign alleged efforts to award the state's electoral votes to Mr. T instead of Biden. The president won the state by 10,457 votes. I almost want to vomit. I get viscerally sick when I read this shit. We've conducted a thorough and professional investigation over the past 13 months into the scheme in our state, May said in a video announcing the charges. I understand for some of you today didn't come fast enough, and I know I'll be criticized by others for conducting this investigation at all. But as I've stated before, and we'll say here again today, I will not allow American democracy to be undermined. Doesn't that piss you off? I got to tell you, folks, the criminals are running the system. Arizona is full of them. It's infested. Mr. T faces potential punishment for violating gag order as hush money trial resumes. So Donald Trump on Tuesday was threatened with thousands of dollars in fines and potentially jail time for denigrating anticipating witnesses and jurors in his hush money case in violation of a gag order. Before the trial resumed, Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchant heard arguments from prosecutors requesting that the former president be held in criminal contempt for almost a dozen violations of his order, prohibiting him from publicly attacking trial participation this last week alone. But if you notice Mr. T, and all of you got to notice this, he's like this to all of them, folks. I'm telling you right now, he's not worried. And I talked to a lot of people. He's not even, he knows who has the higher ground. And he's kind of sitting back going, do you guys remember when, I don't know if you remember this, and let me know, give me a thumbs up if you all remember this. And by the way, I appreciate the super chat. I appreciate the Venmo. If you appreciate me, I appreciate you. But let me just say this for a second. Do you all remember when he went to some dinner, or I don't remember what it was, with Mr. O, and Mr. O was making fun of him right into his face, and Trump was just sitting there like this, swaying back and forth, like, okay, all right, motherfucker. Okay, that's a good one. Ooh, you got me there. Remember he was taking one hit after another? Give me a thumbs up if you remember that. It was like a dinner. I don't remember where it was, but Mr. O got up there and publicly humiliated him. Publicly humiliated this man. You don't do that to him. Okay? He takes it, he absorbs it, and gives it back. Tenfold. Believe me when I tell you this. This boomerang, the boomerang that's coming. The boomerang that's coming is like the wrath of hell, folks. It's coming. Believe me when I tell you it's coming. It's going to get scary, but just sit back and realize and understand it's coming. And it's coming with hell intentions. You guys remember that? When he was just sitting there doing this and they were making fun of him and berating him. Remember that? So remember that happened? So now take that, what happened then, and apply it now. Because it's coming. Trump hush money, New York City trial, live updates, ex-National Enquirer boss testifies about scheme to bury Stormy Daniels' Playboy Playmate stories. National Enquirer ex-publisher David Pecker. I had a friend named David Pecker. David Pecker, wait, Black and Decker Pecker Wrecker. That's what we used to call him. David Pecker, Black and Decker Pecker Wrecker. The Black and Decker Pecker. We used to go to football practice and be like, David Pecker, hey, the Black and Decker Pecker Wrecker. Oh, boy. How do I remember that? How do I even remember that? Black and Decker Pecker Wrecker. Do you guys remember Black and Decker? Black and, I don't know. I don't even know how that just came back to me right now. So, meanwhile, in Washington, the Supreme Court heard about 3 hours of oral arguments today in his high-stakes immunity case where Trump argues he cannot be prosecuted for his actions while in office. But that's okay, because what you do to him is going to come back to you. It's called the boomerang. So let him take this right now. It's kind of the rope-a-dope, the Ali rope-a-dope. Trump again spoke about very high numbers of inflation and in particular gasoline at $7.50 in California on his way out of court, as well as anti-Israel protests ongoing in Ivy League campuses across the country. And the Supreme Court hearing of his immunity claims today in D.C. You see what's happening on the front having to do with Palestine and Israel and protests and hate under anger. Biden is sending absolutely horrible message. The former commander-in-chief told reporters, this is somebody that shouldn't be doing what he's doing. So I'm going to tell you right now. Well, I can't say it on here, but you know my thoughts on that. That's why he's taking it. That's why he's saying, and look, I was told if he does get clink, he's not going to go behind bars. It's going to be more like he's got to be optically out of the way, but it'll be like, I don't know, like a house arrest. All they're trying to do is stop him from doing the rallies. That's the most important thing. They don't want the country's morale going up. Supreme Court seems poised to allow Trump January 6th trial, but not immediately. So, the Supreme Court on Thursday appeared ready to reject Mr. T's sweeping claim that he is immune from prosecution on charges of trying to subvert the you-know-what, but in a way that is likely to significantly delay his stalled federal trial in the nation's capital. So it's going to be stalled. Justice Clarence Thomas chooses not to recuse himself from another January 6th-related case. Amid calls for Justice Clarence Thomas to recuse himself from a high-stakes case over whether Mr. T has presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, the conservative jurist just made clear that he doesn't plan to step aside or even respond publicly to the appeals from Democrats and others. The justice's critics are citing past efforts by his wife, Virginia Ginn. Is that how you say it? Ginny? Thomas to reverse the 2020 presidential election in Trump's favor and her attendance in the rally Trump held on January 6, 2021, shortly before the U.S. Capitol attacks. Thus far, Thomas was given no sign, or he has given no sign, that he intends to recuse himself from Trump versus U.S. or even explain his reasoning for remaining on the case, which the 9 justices will hear arguments on this Thursday. So, whew. And let's talk about turkey gizzard. McConnell argues against presidential immunity for criminal prosecution. We see you, McConnell. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he doesn't think presidents should be immune from criminal prosecution for their actions in office, as the Supreme Court heard arguments on the issue related to former President Trump. Ask in a Thursday interview on NBC News, Meet the Press with Kristen Welker. I don't know. You guys correct me on that one. If he believes a president is above criminal prosecution, McConnell deferred to the Supreme Court. Oh, McConnell. Doesn't he just always look scared? He looks, I'm telling you, he looks like one of the chickens in the Foghorn Leghorn cartoons. I'm telling you, that's what I, is it like the, is it the female chicken? Someone said it was the female chicken. I think it is. I think it's the female. How does it, I got to watch that cartoon in. Yes. Oh boy, I got to say. Foghorn Leghorn. That seems to be one of my favorites. So you all remember when Mr. O mocked and made fun of Trump? I just talked about that right now. How did that work out for him? It was his worst nightmare, and it still is. But right now, folks, they're feeling really confident. I promise you they're feeling arrogant. They feel like they got him where they want him. Ain't so. I'm going to tell you this right now. It ain't so. Bleach blonde, Biden mocks Trump's hair and personal barb. I don't know what a barb is. U.S. President Joe Biden took aim Wednesday at Donald Trump, joking that when his rival famously remarked about injecting bleach to tackle the you-know-what boogeyman, instead it went to his much-discussed hair. Oh, shit. So now you got Biden making fun of Donald Trump's hair? I think that's off limits. I'm just guessing, but I think that's off limits. Just my opinion. You don't mess with his hair, man. You can tell he takes pride in whatever that is up there. He takes pride in that, and that's Donald Trump. And now you're talking about his hair? Good luck, buddy. Remember when he was trying to deal with the boogeyman? He suggested that you inject a little bleach in your veins, Biden said at a construction workers event on Wednesday. He missed. It went to his hair. The Democrat quipped, eliciting a burst of laughter among the audience at North America's Building Trade Union, which was endorsed the 81-year-old in the Sears election. Biden made a similar gag on social media this week as he shared a video clip of Trump's infamous comment that he made at a White House press conference 4 years ago on April 23rd when he was president. Don't inject bleach and don't vote for the guy who told you to inject bleach, Biden wrote on X, formerly Twitter. So now you're messing with Mr. T's hair, huh? That's what you got left. That's all you got. I'm telling you, folks, I came up with an idea. If TikTok can somehow get behind Mr. T, game over. If they can figure this out, can you imagine 170 million plus people pissed off about this? That's how shallow America is. That's how in today's social media world with Instagram and Twitter and or whatever, X and Facebook. Can you imagine a TikTok army behind Mr. T getting out there, getting ready to vote? Because that's all they care about. They just want to be able to post and do their little 20-second dance videos. I'm just saying, folks, that's where I see this could go. And I would take advantage of this situation. I would take advantage of the situation, and I'm going to, because I'm going to make a shirt that says, Save TikTok, vote you know who. Border news, folks. El Paso DA indicts 140 illegal immigrants on rioting charges after leftist county judge dismissed their case. So good for this guy. The district attorney of El Paso, Texas, Bill Hicks. I think I've met this guy. Yeah, I think I met this guy. Has indicted 140 illegal immigrants on rioting charges after a leftist county judge attempted to dismiss the case against them. El Paso Times reports that Hicks presented the charges to a grand jury on Tuesday after El Paso County Judge Ruben Morales dismissed the charges on grounds of lack of probable cause. Well, I just don't see a probable, there's a lack of probable cause here.
We took all 141 of those cases to a grand jury this morning because the judge's ruling was limited to the complaint affidavit in front of him. It allowed us to take the broader case to the grand jury. We presented the case as a whole. We presented videotape evidence of what happened. The grand jurors believe there was, in fact, probable cause. The citizens of El Paso, through the grand jury, essentially overturned the judge's ruling and found probable cause to believe the riots did occur. You guys saw, I'm sure all of you saw the video on this. I mean, it was all over the news. It was all over social media. They were storming the National Guard. I mean, come on. Well, San Diego, and I tell everybody this, El Paso, they're not staying here. First of all, I grew up in El Paso. I grew up in Juarez. I grew up in Ciudad Juarez and El Paso. I'm a border boy. I've grown up on both sides. I love the people. I love the Mexican culture. I love to go to Juarez and eat. I haven't gone in the last 5 years, probably because of my political views. But just saying that Juarez is a great place, and it's very family-oriented. There's some great families there. Beautiful people in Juarez, in Ciudad Juarez. Beautiful people in Mexico, folks. You have no idea. They're more family-oriented than anybody I know in America. I'm just going to tell you that right now. They're very rich in culture. They love each other. Mexico is a great country, the good side of it, the good side of it. Now, of course, there's a bit bad side, but everyone coming here is coming up through South America, from China, from Haiti. That's who's coming here. And the people in Juarez don't like it either. Trust me when I tell you this. I talk to them. There's a lot of crime in Ciudad Juarez. It's spiked. It is spiked. They don't like this. They don't like this any more than you do. Believe me when I tell you this. But San Diego is now the top border region for migrant arrivals. There goes my beloved San Diego. I love San Diego. For the first time, Nino, please listen to my Trump song. All right, Norman Smith. We'll check it out. I don't know where to listen to it. San Diego is now top border region for migrant arrivals. For the first time in decades, San Diego has become a top region along the southern border of migrant arrivals. Folks, they're leaving here. They're not staying in El Paso. They're being bussed out and flown out to wherever they want to go. Wherever they want to go. They're not staying here. So I hear people talking about, oh, El Paso. Oh, man, I'm sorry you're in El Paso. Don't be sorry. I love El Paso. This is my heart. I love El Paso. I love the people of El Paso. I love the people of Juarez. You guys don't know what you're missing out on. The best Mexican food on the planet is in El Paso. Best Mexican food on the planet. And one of my favorite restaurants, Delicias, Avila's, Leo's, L&J's, oh yeah, L&J's by the cemetery. All these places have the best Mexican food if anywhere. I don't give a shit where you say you're from. If you love your Tex-Mex, nah, not like El Paso. You can become a fat ass if you live in El Paso. That's one thing. But it's a very safe city. It's a beautiful city. So it's on his YouTube, Norman Smith's YouTube, if you want to go check out his Mr. T song. So, breaking, Dr. Anthony, you know what, will testify publicly for the first time since retiring. This will be at the select subcommittee on the boogeyman, you know what. So, it looks like he's going to be testifying for the first time since his retirement on Monday, June 3rd, 2024. Israel says it's poised to move on Rafah. Is it Rafah? Am I saying that right? Rafah, Jerusalem. Israel's military is poised to evacuate Palestine civilians from Rafah and assault Hamas, told outlets in the southern Gaza Strip city. A senior Israeli defense official said on Wednesday, despite international warnings of humanitarian catastrophe. A spokesperson for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu government said Israel was moving ahead with a ground operation, but gave no timeline. Do you remember how all this started? October 7th. Was it October 7th? Paragliders. Sure. Coming over, spraying a festival. That's how this started. That's all they needed. That's all they needed, isn't it? Makes you wonder, huh? We all know. My audience knows. You all know. You're all smart. We all know. We all really know. I can't say it on here, but we know. USDA issues transport restrictions on dairy farmers after the bird flu is found at over 30 locations across the nation. Get ready, folks. Here we go. The bird flu. Now let's talk about some Harvey Weinstein news. So Harvey Weinstein, New York appeals court overturns Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape. I can't say that word. Editor, please take care of that. The conviction for landmark Me Too trial. So New York's highest court on Thursday overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction, finding the judge at the landmark Me Too trial prejudiced the ex-movie mogul with erogenous improper rulings, including a decision to let women testify about allegations that weren't part of the case. But don't worry, folks. He's still in jail. He's probably going to die there. I think he's going to be shipped to California now and just serve the remainder of his time there. He's got another 18 years, even with this being overturned. We conclude that the trial court erroneously admitted testimony of uncharged alleged prior sexual acts against persons other than compliance of the underlying crimes. The court's 4-3 decision said the remedy for these erogenous errors is a new trial. I mean, whether it's 40 years or 20 years, what does it matter, man? How old is Harvey, guys? Do you guys know? Isn't he like, he's got to be in his 60s, right? 60s, or he's coming in on his 70s. What does it matter at this point? The State Court of Appeals ruling reopens a painful chapter in America's reckoning with sexual misconduct by powerful figures, an era that began in 2017 with a flood of allegations against Weinstein. His accusers could again be forced to retell their stories on the witness stand. 60s, he's in his 60s, 72, is he 72? Damn, that's it. It's over. I mean, with all the stress that he's going through, he ain't going to make it. Folks, by the way, give me a thumbs up if you want to hear this, but I'm going to go ahead and start a segment. I'm going to start paying attention to more because there's so much happening within the entertainment industry. I don't want to miss out on that. And it all leads to this stuff. So I'm going to start having co-hosts on talking about what's happening with P. Diddy, Kardashians, and I have an ex-MTV producer coming on. She's going to help me out with the show. Give me a thumbs up if you want to see that, because I'm going to start bringing that on maybe weekly, maybe every other week. But we're going to start talking about the celebrity stuff, if you know what I mean. Hollywood, Holly bad, you know, Holly weird. We're going to be talking about all that stuff. And I think I got a couple of co-hosts in mind. We're all going to be doing this together. And hey, Nino Rodriguez. Yo, what's up, Michael? So we're going to be doing this. You guys want to see that? Give me a thumbs up. Video of Austin's zombie neighborhood show dozens of abandoned homes, folks. Video showing several abandoned homes in a zombie neighborhood in Austin, Texas, has gone viral online as a former pandemic boom town is experiencing an exodus of residents. It's about time. I used to love Austin. I love Austin my whole life, and now I don't even want to go there anymore. I don't even want to visit. Austin developers are giving up on neighborhoods, Austin realtor Jeremy Knight said in a video published on YouTube on Tuesday. Look at this. We are in a neighborhood in South Austin, and it's completely abandoned right now. The neighborhood was supposed to have like 200 houses in it, and look, it's sitting vacant and barren. These homes are falling apart, he continued. It's the entire neighborhood. Footage shot around the neighborhood. How come illegal immigrants aren't like flooding into this neighborhood and taking it over? Wouldn't you expect that? Footage shot around the neighborhood by night shows empty and unfinished properties with broken windows and rotting wood in their foundations. The video has been watched over 9,500 times. Newsweek reached out to Knight for a comment via email on Wednesday morning. Knight said he did not yet wish to disclose any further information about where the Austin neighborhood is in his video was located. Realtors did not abandon their neighborhood. The developer has run into problems with funding, he told Newsweek. Where's the squatters? Where are the squatters at? So, hundreds of black spiders. I like to bring this kind of stuff up on my podcast because I think it's just bullshit. But hundreds of black spiders, okay, folks? Black spiders spotted in mysterious Inca City on Mars. Yeah, okay. Sure. Okay. Oh, I love this. In new satellite photos. How many of you watched the David Weiss, John Pounders interview where we talked about podcast where we talked about Antarctica? I'm kind of on folks, I'm not saying it's flat. I can't get on board with that, but I'm not saying it's round, and I'm not going to say that what they tell us is true because I think that's all bullshit. I just don't know. Is it okay to say I don't know? Is it all right to say that I just don't know? That's how I feel about it. I just don't know. And I don't mind saying I don't know. I interview so many people that I just don't know. It's like I have one foot in and one foot out on everything. Every spring, creepy black spiders sprout up on Mars as buried carbon dioxide ice releases dusty geysers of gas. New ESA images show the phenomenon has begun in the strange Inca City formation. Inca City on Mars. Well, that's news to me, but now you're telling me it's infested with spiders. That's also news to me. Arachnophobes need no fear. A new European Space Agency ESA image of Martian spiders actually shows seasonal eruptions of carbon dioxide gas on the red planet. So it's not spiders, it's carbon dioxide gas. The dark spidery formations were spotted in a formation known as Inca City in Mars, southern polar region. Images taken by ESA's Mars Express Orbiter. Mars Express Orbiter. I don't know. Let's just get to some what the fuck news. Are you all ready for some what the fuck news? In what the fuck news? In what the fuck news? This is the further degeneration of society, folks, what I'm going to read here. This is the fashion segment. I'm going to read you the fashion segment. No respect or dignity left in society. I'm going to tell you that right now because if this is actually a trend, if this is actually, it reminds me of the movie Zoolander, Blue Steel. Bizarre new trendy jeans makes it look like you've wet yourself. So a new trend is to actually walk around looking like you pissed your pants. Makes you think, what's next? So fashion hits a sticky spot after a designer brought out a pair of jeans with a ready-made wet patch across the crotch. The design, which was created by Jordan Luca, ooh, he's so hot right now. Jordan Luca, he's hot right now. He's what's in. How did you come up with the style, Jordan? Well, I pissed my pants one day at a restaurant and I thought, wow, everyone should be doing this. Jordan Luca and showed off during the fall winter catwalk collection is on sale right now. Jeans for the brand sell around $500. $500. But not everyone is a fan. One person commented online, no more having to wait for the bathroom. You can just go piss yourself and say it's the design. Oh, another added, why would anyone wear this? Meanwhile, if you're looking at it for a pair of spring jeans that will get you more positive attention, one TikToker thinks she's found the perfect pair. The TikTok user tried on the wide high jeans from H&M, which she snapped up for the bargain price of just $24.99. The online product description reads, five pocket jeans and washed cotton denim with a high waist zip fly and button and wide straight legs. Delighted with everything from the size to the price, Amber told viewers, I have found the most perfect pair of jeans for spring this spring and summer. They were only $24.99 and I just love them. Perfect waist length, everything. I am just so obsessed. I love the color. I just absolutely love them. They're just perfect. The fashion captionist captioned the post, the $24.99 pair of jeans you need for spring and summer with a piss stain on it. With a big wet mark on it. And guess what? Everyone's going to be doing it because that's what's in style. And you can sell anything to anybody. I'm convinced of this. What's next? Shitting your pants? A big brown stain on your ass? You're going to walk around with that and say, oh, that's totally hot right now. That's what's in. Oh, my God. It doesn't stink? Why doesn't it stink? It needs to smell. I'm convinced, you know, after learning how hip-hop was, like, infiltrated, how everything's been a product of the three-letter agencies, why not fashion? Why not fashion? And I keep going back to the movie Zoolander. Derelict. Was that what the name of homeless fashion where you got to look like you're homeless? It's so in right now. It's so hot right now. Derelict. Was that what it was? Folks, if you can walk around looking like you pissed yourself and that's fashion, that's what they're calling fashion. They're making fun of you. The elites are making fun of you. If you actually wear this and think it's cool, you have no dignity left. You're an asshole, okay? And then next, I promise you, you're going to be shoeless. They're just going to sell you some straps because it's cheaper for them to make. And if they can convince you that it's fashion, they're like, man, all you got to do is strap on these this rubber tie, this rubber sole around your feet, and it's fashion. Think about it. Cheap to make. A jean with a piss mark. And then a jean, I don't know, with a shit mark. Who has the bigger shit mark? And then they could sell it. They could sell it like, ooh, you have a little bit of a shit stain on your ass. That only goes for $500. But if you want a bigger shit stain, that's going to cost you $1,000. Okay? You got to really look like you shit your pants. I went long today. Oh, boy. Folks, the contest is on. Help me out. Help me help you. I'm back on the saddle. I'm moving straight forward. Help me expand my reach. Like and share this video like herpes. Nobody likes herpes, though. Sheila Holm is going up right now on ninoscorner.tv. That's going to be fire. It is fire. I'm going to be putting it up right now. I have Juan. I have the Ghost. I have all an incredible lineup. I can't upload to Rumble. I can't. Don't know what's going on with Rumble, but I can't upload. I've tried for the last 4 days, nothing. So I don't know what's going on, and I've heard it's nationwide. So ninoscorner.tv, that's the place to be. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby, I'm back. Share this video.